Good morning, it's Jeremy Gies of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 13th of February 2012. Last week, quite a quiet week for economic news, and the focus was on the Greek austerity plan. And at the end of the week, markets were generally down as this was seen to be in danger, but as you know, the package was actually passed last night. More detailed highlights of last week in the US, we saw some upbeat earnings reports. We also saw a slight surprise drop in initial jobless figures. There were strong gains in consumer credit, although consumer sentiment dropped back a little last month. Importantly, and virtually unreported, was the finalisation of the domestic property foreclosure deal, and that should bring a bit of liquidity back to the housing market and start to help the housing market get moving again. Turning to Europe, the Greek debt saga carried on, and the austerity package was finally approved last night. The Bank of England met, left rates unchanged, but added a further $50 billion to its asset purchase program. We also saw some signs of a pickup in the UK economy with a jump in industrial production and a narrowing of the trade deficit, but doesn't disguise the fact that the UK is still uncompetitive and, unfortunately, growth is probably going to remain stagnant for the year. Europe generally still looking weak, industrial production in Germany and France was down, and as a result the ECB left rates unchanged, still seeing significant downside risks to the economy. We see the second tranche of three-year lending operations take place later this month, and that will help ease liquidity in the Eurozone. Asia-Pacific quite quiet, although China inflation was back up, and that worried markets in that it may cause a freeze in the recent monetary easing that we've seen in China. Oil was marginally up, tracking US debt negotiations as it's done for most of the year so far. Japan further stealth sales of the yen, and that resulted in a further fall of the yen against the US dollar and the euro, and that will certainly help Japanese exporters as it's designed to do. Turning now to markets, last week they were fairly mixed really. Japan was up 1%, Far East was up 1%, Europe down 1%, as was UK down 1%, US virtually unchanged. Oil was up to $98.67, and gold remained unchanged at $1,723. So that's the bottom line. In the US, we continue to see some recovery there, particularly the consumer seems to be getting a little bit more healthy, and remember that consumption accounts for 70% of the US economy. In spite of the agreement last night, the Greek crisis hasn't gone away. Short-term liquidity has been resolved now, certainly until the next tranche of Greek debt repayments are due. Drastic structural reforms are on the table, but still have to be implemented. But without currency devaluation, competitiveness can't be tackled in Greece and the other southern European states, and growth is not going to happen. So I'm afraid the crisis has been postponed, not resolved, and that unfortunately is going to weigh down on the rest of the world, I think throughout the rest of this year. This week, market moving events, there's a lot of data coming out of the US this week, including retail sales, industrial production, housing starts, producer prices, CPI, and the minutes of the Fed's last meeting, which will be reviewed with great interest. In the Eurozone, we see figures for 4Q GDP growth, and in Japan, the central bank meeting, but no change in rates is anticipated. Here at PFL, it's quite weak over half term. Looking forward in anticipation to HMRC's final guidance on VAT on financial advice charging, which is published tomorrow, and that will result in a letter to clients, hopefully in the next couple of weeks or so, on our fees. So that's it for me. Please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. You should contact Planning for Life or your professional advisor before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Thank you very much for listening. Take care, have a good week, and I'll speak to you again next week.